NY2US, NY2US, N2XPM. Oh, with nothing heard, N2XPM, Mobile listening by Queens City College.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
N2XPM, N2XPM, WD2KAO. Good afternoon, Artie.
What's new and exciting by you? Currently 82 degrees down here in Queens.
Let me see what it is here, just a second. Mostly clear and 73 degrees. The best regards is degrees.
It is quite comfortable. Certainly a lot better than what it was last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, real good. It was pretty hot and steamy. I turned the air off though Sunday evening, and we've had windows open here, and that's kind of nice too to get the fresh air. You coming up Saturday for the Ham Fest? Probably not, right? Setting your sights on either Rock City and or Elmira, right?
Chance right now is just going to be Rock City.
Yep, August 29th at the Log Cabin. We'll be looking forward to that, and we'll have breakfast over at the Peppermill at Dewey and Ridge like we did last year.
I don't think I'm going to make dinner Friday night. I'm actually going to work my job, and then when I get out of here, I'm going to drive up, so I'm not going to get up there till like between 8 and 10 o'clock.
I have never been to the dinner. It's a long way, and then to turn around and go back out there again with transportation. I know it's real nice. I just have not made that. Usually my wife and I we go out on Fridays and have been lately going out at lunchtime, calling a dinner, and then we don't have to deal with it later and what have you. So, but it's good to hear you. Oh my God! Did you see the Mets score? The Cincinnati Reds beat up on them in Cincinnati last night, 12-12-0.
You know where the Mets stands, right?
No, I can't say as I do.
My entire team, SUKS.
Well, boy, that sure does ring true this year. there's no doubt about that. I've been enjoying CR. AAA is off on Mondays. And we're watching the Red Wings, their farm team of the Washington Nationals. And I've been enjoying listening to the Nationals game because the vast majority of their players have come through here. And I certainly recognize all their names.
You know what, Tim? The sad thing about it is they paid all that money for all of that talent. All that talent. And it has no one. Games.
They haven't had any consistent offense this year. Our Rochester Red Wings are in first place in AAA, tied with Memphis or Nashville, I forget which, but I was saying nothing will put the fans in the seats quicker than beautiful weather and a winning team.
Yeah, the Yankees are doing so-so, too. I don't think they have a shot either this year. But, you know what? It's always nice to see different franchises when it comes time as far as the World Series, you know? I guess for a lot of people, including myself, you get tired of seeing the same teams going to the same places all the time.
Well, the Yankees are in first place in the American League East. I believe Tampa Bay isn't that far behind, maybe a game or two. And it might be reversed. I mean, I haven't checked here, but I think the Yankees are in first place. But we're not even to the All-Star break. And you got to admire a team like the Los Angeles Dodgers that seem to win the National League West wire to wire, and it just shows. You know, baseball is a team sport, and you can spend all the money in the world, and if there's not the right chemistry on the team, which is we're seeing with the Mets this year, it's a complete flop for and, you know, not only the Mets but other teams that think that money is going to buy everything. Well, maybe it does sometimes, but not all the time.
WV2KAO into XCM. Professional sports is nothing but big business. Really, if you really want to sit down and you want to enjoy the game, you got to look at college. Whether it's baseball, basketball, of course, football. You know, the kids are playing all out, and they're performing, and it really enriches the game. Where professional sports, it really doesn't matter. They've got their contracts. They're going to get that money one way or the other. It really doesn't matter. Whereas the college kids, it's a different story altogether.
And that just a small fraction of those college athletes, make it to the pros. But they all have the same goal in mind, and they're definitely playing their hearts out. I enjoy, as a matter of fact, I'm going down to a matinee AAA baseball game, the Rochester Red Wings, and the Toledo Mudhens, farm team of the Detroit Tigers. And looking forward to it. And then I'm going to go down again Friday night. So we have a major league ballpark here in a minor league town, and the organization. I can't say enough for the organization. There's always some sort of activity going on, and various promotions going on at every game. It's a great, an absolutely fantastic organization. The general manager, Dan Mason, coming around, shaking hands with the fans, thanking you for coming. He's out at the gate when you're leaving, thanking you. You don't see that in a major league.
No, not at all. You're not going to see that. But that's his way of making sure the people come back. He has his loyalty towards the fan base. He needs them. He can't do without them. So that's why he's out there plugging along. People don't forget.
Yep, he's a good man, and all the rest of his organization. Can't say enough. Artie, I'm going to wish you a good afternoon, and head back upstairs here. It's good to hear you. Have a good evening, and we'll be in touch. Nice to hear you. At 2 XPM from WB2KAO. All the best now.
WB2KAO and 2 XPM, Mobile, Queens, New York.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2HB, WB2KAO. Go ahead, Rex.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go to the baseball game today, or is that later?
Tomorrow afternoon, 1:05 first pitch.
Okay. Yeah, so this weekend is, what, field day? Are you going to be doing field day stuff on CW?
Well, field day is the last weekend in June, so it's the 27th and 28th. This past weekend was the VHF contest, and then you skip a weekend, and field day is always the last weekend in June, so it's Saturday and Sunday, 27th and 28th. And I'll operate from here very, very casually. Nothing serious.
If I'm correct, I think I'm going to be a 1D for Delta NY.
1 Delta means that you're on AC power. Western New York, WNY. This is an ARRL contest, so it's the ARRL section. So 1 Delta WNY, Western New York.
Well, I'm glad I asked that, because I was practicing the 1D NY for CW, and now I'm going to have to practice 1D WNY, because I want to be correct in the event that I get the bravery to attack it.
There you go. Yeah, 1D. 1 Delta, Western New York, WNY, they have all of the ARRL sections. U.S. and Canada involvement in this, in the field day contest. So there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. And, the ARRL section. So you'll hear Eastern and Western Pennsylvania. MDC is going to mean, Maryland, D.C. There's sections in Florida. WCF is West Central Florida, North Florida, South Florida. But you'll get the hang of it as you, listen along. A is if someone sends like the number of transmitters, like 2A or 3A, that means three transmitters on auxiliary power, generator power.
Okay, so that's cool. And I don't know if you have any status on Bill, I think it's ESP, or it's either Rick or Rich who had a stroke. Do you have any information on either of those guys?
I understand that Bill, K2DSP, is doing very well. Somebody saw him out of the store or something. I forget who told me that. Maybe Norm? I forget now. Bill is doing very well. I just left a message for Rich. And I was talking with Mike and Lindsley down in Moravia, south of Auburn, and I learned that Rich's wife, Brenda, fell. I wasn't aware of this, that she fell and broke some ribs, and I guess she's back. They're living I think over at Cherry Ridge, over where Irv is, I think. But Rich didn't pick up. I did leave a voicemail, and I imagine that he'll call me back. But Rich was hoping to come to the Hamp Fest on Saturday, and I was inquiring, in my voicemail as to whether he was going to do that. But now that I find out that the Atlanta had fallen, he probably won't make it. I know he's got equipment, you know, that he would like to sell. I know that.
Yeah, I made a broken rib. I never had anybody here. They're pretty painful. I wouldn't be looking forward to trying it, that for sure. And I thought that somebody down around where the repeater is, for the 1-1 repeater, was giving away a radio that I think Bill said that he was interested in. So I assumed that he was probably doing okay, but I just want to check on that. And yeah, I'm glad to hear that Rich Lange's doing well enough to go to a ham at it. So yeah, that's good. I've been praying for all those guys, them and Ed and stuff like that. So I just wanted to see, you know, how that worked. And I guess I have a pretty good record so far.
Well, it's nice of you to ask and be concerned. Actually, I just talked with Ed here just a few minutes ago, and he's doing real well. He's just going to have to lay low for a while, but he's doing just fine. So that's great. Okay, I'm going to head upstairs. So take care.